Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Creating a Mindset for Success. I am your host, Karonda Glover, and thank you so much for tuning in again today. I know we've been going over mindset and different things you can help with your mindset, but have we ever gone over the definition of mindset? You know how people describe themselves as being either, you know, a glass half full or a glass half empty kind of person? They're really talking about their mindset, the ideas and, you know, attitudes they have that shape the way they think about themselves and the world. Our mindset affects the way we behave, our outlook on life, and our general attitude towards everything going on around us. It's very important to understand, you know, that your mindset doesn't have to be set in stone. You can shift your attitudes and beliefs anytime you want. And that's also considered a paradigm shift, which we will be going over in future episodes. So today, you know, there are two different types of mindset, and we're going to be focusing on a fixed mindset today. Someone with a fixed mindset, you know, is likely to not deal very well with setbacks. They try to hide their mistakes. They believe that their abilities are limited to one area, you know, that I can't do. Engage themselves in negative self-talk by saying, you know, things like I can't do. And they avoid challenges. It's time for you to start deciding which mindset you have. Are you a fixed mindset or a growth mindset? If you want to be open to learning new things in life, to embrace challenges head on, and to treat setbacks as learning experiences, you need to have a growth mindset. And I have a few suggestions for you for changing the way you look at things. One, remember I told you the fixed mindset with a I can't do? Turn that I can't do into I can do. I can do it blank yet. The way we talk ourselves impacts what we actually achieve. If you tell yourself that you can do something, chances are that you will, even if you don't accomplish it straight away. You will be able to accept challenging situations for the growth mindset. Challenge accepted. Next time someone throws an unfamiliar or sticky task your way, don't throw it back at them. Embrace it. Even if it kind of stuffs you up along the way, you can be sure that you'll do better the next time. Always be open to learning new things. That's one thing I have been taught my whole entire life, to learn something new every day. And it's something I also tell my grandchild every day as he goes to school. Be open to new ways of doing things. You can never be sure of how something is going to pan out if you've never tried it before. Before assuming that someone or something will never work, ask yourself, what do I have to do to make this work? That's part of a growth mindset. You accept challenges. You're open to different ways. Don't let the setbacks take you out. Don't let the setbacks get you down. You know, setbacks don't mean you fail, just that you need to try a different approach. Take feedback from the experience on board and make changes accordingly. You can learn just as much from a mistake as you can from success. And I've discussed this before. As far as failing, don't look at failing as a bad thing. Look at it as a good thing, because you learn what not to do next time and avoid that mistake. I thank you so much for tuning in today for another episode of Creating a Mindset for Success. I am your host, Karonda Glover. I appreciate you joining me every morning at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday. And I have truly, truly enjoyed this episode. So you all have a wonderful day. And remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.